Welcome to Shomar Shor on the Daf and Sachim Daf Nun. The Gemara and Daf towards the top of the page brings the story of Yosef, the son of Yehoshua ben Levi, who died, went up to Shemayim and came back. And his father asked him, what did he see? And he said three things. First of all, that Olam Hafuch, the world is upside down. Whoever is up is there down. Whoever is down here is up there. The second thing is that Ashrei Mishi Balakan, B'Talmud B'Yodoy, someone who comes with his Talmud in his hand, he is great. And that he heard that Arugi Malchus, someone who died in Kiddush Hashem, nobody could get close to him. What's the connection between these three things? So it seems to be that we can connect it with the following idea. The Marsha in Bo Basra on this story brings that what does it mean Ashrei Mi Shebalakan and Talmud B'Yodoy? Says the Marsha, Gevaldik HaChiddush, Talmud B'Yodoy means that he wrote his Divrei Torah. Person wrote down the Divrei Torah. Write Divrei Torah, that's such a big thing. So the way the Yavetz explains this Marsha is that when a person writes Torah, so he brings it out to the world. We know that this world has a level of Machshava, a level of Dibur, a level of Maise. When you bring Torah to Maise, you bring Torah out, so then you have the highest level of Torah. But it's probably even more to that. When a person writes Divrei Torah, then he has, because it comes out of Maisa, he has a kinyan in the Torah. He has something he acquired in the Torah. As my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal always used to say, if a person learns something and he has no kinyan in it, it's kim'at bizbuzman. It's almost a waste of time. Meaning, learning Torah, the main purpose of learning Torah is to acquire something through it. Talmud B'Yodoy, the Marsha tells us, is that you have something that came out, you have over here in the world that is tangible, that you could touch, that you acquired, that's in you. It's not just something that you learned and was forgotten, it's not there anymore. Writing Divrei Torah is not after the writing, but it's a way to acquire the Torah. So with this, taking a step forward, the Yisrach Moshe tells us, Pshat Aldech Adrash, but seems to be very connected to many of the Pshatim, that all the Mefarshim bring. Then what does it mean, Elyon Lamata V'Tachtayon Lamala? Obviously, we're not talking about Rishayim. The Rishayim and Olam HaEmes have no place. So who are the ones who are up here and down there? So as Yitzchak Moshe, we're talking about people that are doing mitzvahs. What does it mean, Elyon Lamata V'Tachtayon Lamala? Because when we're in this world, it looks that the people that died are so chashav, remember them. But the truth is that the ones who are up there, they're really down. Why? Because the minute a person dies, he can't do mitzvahs anymore. But may seem chavshi. Person dies, nasef chavshi v'na mitzvahs. His mitzvahs are all over. All he does, he rips the benefits in the Shemayim. He gets the reward. But he can't continue to do mitzvahs. So Elyonim, the ones that are in Shemayim or Lamata, here or lower, but the ones that are Lamata are down here in earth or Lamala, they're up. Because they're actually continuing to do mitzvahs. That's all Lagabe Asiyas Mitzvahs. But we talk about learning Torah. Learning Torah, it says, the Gemara at the end of Brochus, says, Yelchu Michael Chayil. That Michachavi ain't le Minucha. They don't stop learning Torah. When a person who learns Torah in this world will continue to steig in learning also in the world to come. So with that, we have already a connection over here between the first part and the second part of the Gemara. Because the Gemara told us that Elyon Lamata, Tachtayon Lamala, we're talking about Oysa Mitzvahs. The Gemara says you should know that Torah is different, as Rabbi Shuba Levi pointed out. What about Tamei Chachamim? So Tamei Chachamim, the same way they're up here, they're up also there. Meaning, their Torah continues. Says the Gemara, who is a real Tamei Chacham that has it? Only Talmud B'Yodoy. Only one who actually acquired Torah and has a connection to Torah. And you can connect it here with the Gemara says in Amud Beis regarding learning Torah Shaloi Lishma. Lishma means Lishem the Torah, acquiring the Torah. Shalalish was you learn, but you don't get anything out of it. So the only way to really have Torah that continues in the world to come is Talmud B'Yodoy. Then concludes Rav Yosef, the son of Yehoshua ben Levi, but there's another option. Someone who's Moiser Nefesh for Am Yisrael, he dies L'Kiddush Hashem, he's also someone who nobody can touch, also in the world to come, he's Lamala. He continues up there. So really the framework of Yehoshua ben Levi's son was the concept of who continues to grow in the world over there. Not the Oysa Mitzvahs, only the Lomdei Torah, and only if you have Talmud B'Yodoy, and the ones who died on Kiddush Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.